On Robert Troy, a listener says, and his comments about people who are working should be further up the ladder on social housing than those who aren't. Good morning, Jerry. Thank God. About time someone is talking sense. Looking for a house when you're working is a lot harder than if you're not working. It needs to be looked at. There are a lot of people who are not working and are well able to, but don't see why when they don't have to. I know there are honest people who can't work, and that's understandable, says another listener. Well, if you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme this morning. Turn your attention now to the issue of Costal, and this is the growing concerns that are there in relation to the Abbey Field based company about its future and the future of its staff. And that's with regards to the number of redundancies. This is voluntary redundancies that have happened at the plant over the last while. And there is news that demand for onboard chargers for electric cars, which were made at the factory, has been lower than expected. And there's also a review which has taken place. And it's understood now that there is concern that the production of this particular line will be transferred to Costal China. SIP2 have been looking to meet with the company to talk about this in terms of the possible layoffs. With me in the line is Rory Hawkins, SIP2 organiser for union members in Costal. Rory, good morning to you and thanks for talking to us this morning. What can you tell me about where things stand now from your point of view?
Well, from our point of view, we met the company management team on Friday last. That was following a communication that came out Thursday week, informing employees that following the review that the OBC production line would be moving to China. So obviously, on foot of that, we were looking for a meeting with them, and they came to the table last Friday and we had discussions around what's happening and what potentially could happen.
And where do those discussions go from here, or what can you tell us about what you were talking about? Did he give you any information as to, okay, this is happening, we are going to move it to China, we want to start talking about how that would look, or what happened?
Yeah, basically they've confirmed that they are moving to China. It's a very difficult time for all involved, obviously, and even the local management team obviously would prefer to see production staying in Abbey Field. It's a business decision, Jerry, but the impact it will have in Abbey Field can't underestimate it, and our members are very worried and concerned, obviously, about their futures. So what the company said to us is that there's a project team put in place now, and they will be looking at the logistics of putting stuff over there, retooling existing lines, and yeah, the whole movement of the OBC production line, which is very unfortunate.
Yeah, because it's been made there, it's high quality, and there's been a lot of good work done there over the years. But this is an element, an example of what can happen with some companies. They're global. They have other operations in other countries aside. We're moving A to B here so that we can make C in terms of, I suppose, cutting our costs and making extra profit. And they're mobile. So that's what's happening here, Rory.
Absolutely. And I mean, like they're there since 1981. The OBCs, I'm not sure how long that's been in operation for, but like it's, as you said, a very high-end product, very good quality. I think I said it in the past, like Costal have been very good to Abbey Field, but the people of Abbey Field have been very good for Costal because they're given that continuity of high-end workmanship. And yeah, but as you said, I mean, it's happening all over the place, and you know, it's going to be a lot cheaper to produce this in China, obviously. But as I said, when it comes to a little town in Limerick, it has a huge impact, you know.
Yeah, so. It certainly does. That's for sure. You're having another meeting now. I think it's on the 9th of October. Will you hope to know then about maybe precise number of employees affected, timelines for all of this, Rory?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, the most important thing, Jerry, is, and in fairness to the management, they've committed to meeting us now on a regular basis, which is good. They've talked to us, and we want to know really who the project team is made up of, so that I'm sure that there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, they have to negotiate with their customers. They have to set up the new line. But I believe, or we believe at least, that somebody in the project team should have a bit more information for us the next time we meet. We don't know if that will happen or not, but we'd be quite insistent on getting that information as soon as possible, because we're not exactly sure how it affects the numbers that we have there. And also the support staff there, you know, as well. We have three shifts on the OBC line consisting of about 120 people, but you have technicians, then material handlers, clerical staff, catering. I mean, it impacts everybody in the plant. You know, it's their go-to item in the plant. So, yeah, we'd be hoping that we get a bit more clarity on timelines and numbers when we meet them on the 9th.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what happens there. Rory, best of luck with it. And thanks for talking to us about it in the programme this morning.
Thanks, Jerry.
Okay, Rory Hawkins there, SIP2 organiser for union members in Costal. They had a meeting with management on Friday, and they'll know more, I'd imagine, in a couple of weeks' time as well.